This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura on Hope 103.2. Time for the forum. I've really been enjoying our series. We're talking with Wendy Gilbert from the Yaya Revolution about stress, in particular teens in the HSC. But there has been a lot of points through this that I think all of us, no matter what stage of life we're at, we can definitely learn. And Wendy, joining us on the line now, hello.
Hi Laura, how are you?
Doing very well. Excited tonight to be talking a little bit about how parents can really help and support their teens during the HSC period. It is one of the biggest sort of moments within that like high school period, of course, as we know, and a lot that the parents can actually do to support their kids along the way.
So I think the number one thing, and I'm going to be very brave when I say this, is to remember that it's your child's HSC and not yours. I remember one of mine was walking through the HSC and I suddenly got this thing, I think he's taking too many breaks and blah, 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 you know. And I said something and he turned around and rightly so he said, "Mum, it's not your HSC, it's mine." And I suddenly realised, I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. You know, you're doing a great job. You know, just have a nice break." You know, I just suddenly realised that I was starting to take on the responsibility for the HSC, which wasn't my role. Mm. Your role as a parent through this period is to be a support role, not to actually take on the stress of it. So what happens is parents kind of think, oh my gosh, and rightly so, they want great future for their kids, but they get so anxious. And anxiety leads us to fear-based parenting rather than positive parenting, rather than confident parenting. So by doing that, if you try and, you know, micromanage their world, you know, oh, they're taking too many breaks or blah, 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 it actually has the opposite effect. It actually disempowers them to actually take responsibility for their HSC. And then obviously there's different levels. You know, some kids are naturally academic and some aren't. Some give up because they're really struggling. But as parents, there's one thing we can do is we can say to them, "How can I support you this year?" And that will be different for different kids. Some of them, it may be setting up a timetable. They may say, "Mum, can you help me?" Some of them, it may be food, you know.
"Please be my personal maid and bring me food service every half hour."
Yeah, and you know, with some of mine transitioning through this that period, I've just brought home little treats just for them. So they know that I care and I'm aware that it's, you know, a challenging year. So, but also asking them, "What can I do to support?" You know, and as I said, it's different for different kids. My one doing the HSC now likes me to read his essays and to make sure his grammar's correct. So no matter what's going on, I try and incorporate time in my world so I can do that. That's the one thing that he's asked me to do. So rather than assuming and taking control, saying, "How can I support you?" is a really big key.
And I suppose that'll lessen the stress of the whole experience, really, because if you've got the stress of the HSC just in and of itself, and then if you add the parental pressure and stress on top of it, the continual hounding or all of that kind of thing, that's just, you know, double the stress in a really stressful moment, as we've been talking about.
Oh, absolutely. So I think being a little bit aware, like we've talked over the last weeks, of all the stressful things that can potentially be going on in their life other than just the HSC, just other than trying to get into uni. I mean, there's emotional things, there's expectations. So as parents, where possible, try and take a little bit of pressure off. They don't need to negate responsibility in terms of doing household chores. Or I think that's not a bad thing, to keep them engaged in the family and all those sorts of things. But just don't put undue pressure, because it actually doesn't help. It just makes them feel more stressed, and sometimes it actually makes them shut off. And it's really hard as a parent, because you want the best for your kids, and so it's a line of negotiation, you know, listening to what your kids' needs are, because you want your kids to be able to come to you for support. You don't want them to feel like, oh, they're going to hassle me. And so you want to keep the communication lines open.
Mm. And do you reckon there's some key things parents can really do in this season to, first of all, help their teens reduce the stress, but also help them to keep perspective about how much it matters or how much, you know, kind of expectation is on them to do well?
Oh, absolutely. I think the messages as parents that we create to our kids, you know, I think you want to create positive messages. You know, I believe you can do, you know, your best, and I'm really proud of you. Those kind of positive messages, you know, and deliberately even saying to them, you know, no matter what your ATAR is, I'm really proud of the way you're living your life. You know, you're great with your friends, you're lovely with your little brother. Try and instill positive values and things that you can see that they're doing well, other than an ATAR, other than a mark, other than the HSC, and just give them that impression that you're actually really behind them rather than you're kind of hounding them. So it builds strength into them and they feel supported.
Mm.
So I think that's a really good start.
I think this sounds like a dream run of HSC experiences. All that we've heard over tonight and the last couple of weeks, Wendy, some great advice. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.